I had three boys about to enter high school, and so there was makings of a built-in crew for summer work. The boys worked for me all the way through high school and college. Two of them graduated from MIT in electrical engineering, one of them with a PhD. I paid them the same as the road commission, plus their fare to school, and I also paid their income taxes. I mined on Livengood Creek all of the 1960s until 1972, when the Callahan lease ran out. They refused to extend the lease. I was momentarily stopped in my tracks, to the delight of Dorothy, my wife. About this time, Glenn Franklin and my brother-in-law, Harold Smith, said they were going to drop their claims on Upper Walker's Fork in the 40 mile near the Canadian border. They suggested I stake the claims, which I promptly did. As I was setting up in the 40 mile, Callahan was doing no assessment work in the Livengood claims. Chuck was handling things for Callahan, and he notified me of the claims he was forced to drop. I had done $8,000 of assessment work, which I gave to Callahan for the first year when I was forced out. The next assessment year, Callahan did no work at all, and I staked all the claims that Chuck dropped. I had more mining ground than I could handle. I mined 2 years on Walker's Fork, then sold it. I got it back 2 years later. In the meantime, I was developing number 2 and 2A on Livengood Creek. I took in my son Fred as a partner. He mined on Walker's Fork and I mined on Livengood Creek. Finally, I got worried about liability and other things, and wanted to sell to or get rid of Walker's Fork. Fred would not agree, so Dorothy and I deeded all of Walker's Fork to Fred. Well, he still keeps his share in Livengood. I mined on Livengood until 1998. Then I retired and appointed myself and Dorothy camp watchers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl. A lot of hard work.